third feature this week remembers an inspirational Norfolk character, the chef Richard Hughes, who died very recently. Penelope Gagan will read the feature.
A much-loved Norwich restaurateur has died after a four-year illness which he navigated with unbelievable grace, strength and courage. Award-winning Richard Hughes, 63, chef-director of the Assembly House in Norwich, had been receiving treatment for the past 18 months. He worked his last shift in the kitchen in December 2023, but continued to work in other roles up until a few days before his death. In a tribute shared to social media, his wife Stacia emphasised Mr Hughes wanted the establishment to remain very much business as usual, but that the team was devastated to say goodbye. It also included some words that Mr Hughes had written shortly before his death. A lot of my sadness over the last few months has been the fact that I can't get into my kitchen, that I won't cook the 2024 Christmas menus I've written, and I can't cook the dishes from the Waitrose magazine's French classical edition, he had said. It's been my life, and the sadness for me is that I've lost that. I love it so much. But of course, it's not just about the food. It never has been. It's the joy of giving, of looking after people, of giving them respite from their day to day, making memories that will last, and most importantly, bringing glamour into people's lives. And it's working with my family, my very best friends, my very favourite people. What a privilege. I've been an incredibly lucky boy. Mr Hughes, who came down from Christchurch near Downham Market, had a vibrant and successful career in the food and hospitality industries. He began as a kitchen potwash at the Imperial Hotel in Great Yarmouth at the age of 15. He opened his first restaurant, No. 24 in Wyndham, in 1991, and during his time in Wyndham, started teaching at the hotel school at City College, Norwich. In 2002, he opened the Lavender House at Brundall and founded the Richard Hughes Cookery School soon after. He and Ian Wilson took on the historic Assembly House in 2009, and he relocated his cookery school there in 2017. Mr Hughes' impressive CV won him the Outstanding Achievement Award at the Norfolk Food and Drink Awards in 2023. His influence spreads through kitchens across the world through the hundreds of chefs he mentored. The beloved chef is survived by his wife, Stacia, children, Alison and Stacey, grandsons, Isaac, Miles and Bennett, brothers, David and Philip, and stepchildren, Ruby and Cole. The family would like to thank the loving care he received at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which treated them with love, dedication and devotion, which will never be forgotten. The Assembly House has been overwhelmed by the thousands of messages they have received. Among those paying tribute was former TV presenter and EDP Evening News columnist Helen McDermott, who said, "Richard was an inspiration and a very kind and wonderful man. He helped me so much at a difficult time and was always there for me, even when he was ill himself. I will never forget this, nor his great sense of humour. My thoughts are with Stacia and the family. Very sad news indeed." Shirley King said in her tribute, "A great loss to our city and county. I remember going to the Lavender House for our 50th wedding anniversary, and when I told him, he reached for his latest cookery book, signed it and gave it to us as a present. Such a kind gesture after a wonderful meal." Former BBC presenter Carol Bundock said, "I remember so fondly having Richard on my morning show at BBC Radio Norfolk, way, way back. You might imagine cookery on the radio was dull, but with Richard it was always fun. He brought his talent, enthusiasm and energy into the radio kitchen. He was a wonderful chef, a wonderful man of Norfolk, and will be greatly missed."
Thank you, Penelope.